I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Last night in high school soccer, Evansville was a winner over Dodge Point, 7-1 the final score. Dodge Point is the next opponent of the Richland Center boys soccer teams, and they will play tomorrow night JV at 5, varsity at 7 at Dodgeville Field. The Hornet soccer team had their alumni scrimmage this past Saturday. 5 different pairs of father and sons took part. The Hallets, Larry and Nick, the Kronks, Lane and John, the Clarks, Josh and Noah, the Burkhammers, Shannon and Nash, the Hyings, Chad and Connor. Numerous other family members took part, including the Shaw brothers and members of the classes of 1996 and 97. Benji Gauld played very well as well, and the Gaulds, Benji and Ethan, were represented as well during that action. The alumni legends and the Hornets on Saturday. The Riverdale football team prepares for its next game on Friday night, week number 3, and over the weekend, they lost last week to Hillsboro by a score of 28-7. Coach Lucas Phelps talked about that game.
At the beginning, you were kind of battling with injuries and things like that, so not quite where we want to be. However, the advantage of that is we are getting some depth with our kids in terms of getting them playing time and stuff like that. So Friday, we saw significant improvement on both sides of the ball. You know, defensively, we found a way to force 3 turnovers. You know, first half, we gave up 3 touchdowns, didn't love that. But the second half, we played a much, much better game. Guys are starting to understand the scheme more, understanding our leverage and our fit. They're doing a really good job rallying to the ball. Offensively, we've done a good job of taking care of the ball. We just got to find a way not to be a one-half team. You know, we kind of sputtered on offense the first half, made some adjustments. Second half, we came out, scored right away on a fourth down turnover by Hillsboro. So overall, we are seeing some improvements. We're getting some guys back this week. It should help. But at the end of the day, you know, with those improvements, those measurable goals, we have to find a way to win consistently in the trenches, and that's where we're struggling right now.
Riverdale football coach Lucas Phelps, his team will be taking on Potosi Cassville at home on Friday night at Pickering Park in Muscadet. Looking back to Quail Run, Tuesday Men's Golf League last night on the course. The 2 teams in the playoff of this year's league championship played, and the other 10 teams competed in a scramble. The championship was not decided last night because 2 players were absent, and those 2 will play their match Wednesday. The scramble results included Team 11 with a score of 28, including an eagle on hole 1, birdies on holes 3, 4, 6, 7, and 9. Team members of Team 11 are Josh Coy, Brian McCarville, Jason Schultz, and Gary Peckham. Team 1 fired a 31, including birdies on hole 1, 6, 8, and 9. Team 10 and Team 8 with 31s as well, including for Team 10, holes 2, 3, 6, and 8 with birdies, and birdies on holes 1, 2, 8, and 9 for Team 8. Team 3 with a 32, including an eagle on hole 1, birdies on hole 3 and 9, and Team 4 with a 33, they birdied holes 1 and 7. Also, the action included golfers with holes played under par, Team 7 with the highlight, birdies on holes 1, 5, and 8, Team 2 with birdies on holes 2 and 8, Team 6, birdies on holes 6 and 9, and Team 12 with birdies on hole 8 during the Tuesday Quail Run Golf League action. Powder Puff Women's Bowling League action last night. The top team was Morris Heating and Cooling with an 18-53. The Phoenix Center had a 17-42 and Scott King Trucking a 17-38. Morris Heating and Cooling with a 6-33 game. They also had a 6-16 and Scott King Trucking a 6-15. Top series, Barb Wood, a 537, Jessica Morris, a 527, Cheryl McNerlin, a 521. Barb Wood had a 212, Cheryl McNerlin, a 206, Jessica Morris, a 197 as well in Powder Puff Bowling. The Brewers dropped a 7-4 game to the St. Louis Cardinals last night in 12 innings. Milwaukee tied the game in the 11th when the Cardinals center fielder Michael Ciani could not complete a circus catch that resulted in RBI number 100 for Willie Adames. Unfortunately, the visitors exploded for 3 runs and the victory in inning number 12. Elvis Peguero absorbed the loss. For manager Pat Murphy, he said the team could have played better.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, overall, the you credit the St. Louis pitching if you want, because I think they did a really nice job, and I think we just, it wasn't our normal output, in my mind.
The Brewers will try to bounce back today after struggling at times last night.
You know, we faced some good pitching, too. You know, you talk about the stuff of Libertor, the stuff of Helsley. You know, that stuff's really, really good. So you can second guess and try to overdo it. But we know those players very, very well. We know their moves. They know our moves. They did some good things at the end to execute, and we didn't.
The two teams will play tonight, as it will be Colin Ray going for the Brewers. In other action from the major leagues of last night, it was a win for the Pittsburgh Pirates over the Cubs. Final score, 5-0. Atlanta, 3-0 over Colorado. Washington, 6. Miami, 2. Arizona, 8-7 over San Francisco. In the American League, Tampa Bay, 2. Minnesota, 1. Baltimore, 9-0 over the White Sox. Cleveland, 7. Kansas City, 1. Texas, 7-4 over the Yankees. Oakland, 3. Seattle, 2. Interleague play, the Mets 7, Boston 2, Philadelphia 10-9 over Toronto, and the LA Dodgers beat the Angels by a score of 6-2. According to one service, the Packers are 3-point underdogs in the 2024 season opener against the Eagles. The NFL opening week games on 4 different days, starting Thursday, followed by the Packers-Eagles on Friday, then the rest on Sunday and Monday. No changes have been announced, so it appears the game involving Green Bay will be the first ever NFL contest played in Brazil. Coach Malaflor talked about the practices.
Obviously, leaning on our experts here, in terms of what are the best practices, what do you need to do, from hydrating to eating meals to the recovery. These guys have researched and talked to a lot of people, and I feel really confident with our plan and what we're going to do. And, you know, the circumstances are the circumstances, but it's the same for both teams.
Coach LaFleur says they look forward to the opportunity.
This is a great stage to be on. We're going to be the only game on in the world, and you get to go do it in a place that's never been done before. So it's a great opportunity for our guys to go out there and show what they're all about.
That game will kick off around 7:15 on Friday night. Hear the pregame time at 5 o'clock Friday night on WRCO FM 100.9. And ESPN reports the Badgers' second-week opponent, South Dakota, is a stronger team than Western Michigan. The sports website points out that FCS teams are rarely compared to FBS teams. The Broncos gave Wisconsin a hard challenge in the 28-14 opening game. The Badgers are still heavily favored to win against the Jackrabbits. Coach Luke Fickell's team is still rated outside the top 25 in the coaches' poll released on Tuesday. I'm Phil Nee with sports.